7. Now, back to the Antique Brick Outdoor Studio.
I find it hilarious that David says what he does about oatmeal, and then McDonald's last commercial, 30 seconds, all about oatmeal.
I will say that McDonald's menu is pretty exhaustive. I mean, they got so much stuff on there. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, they have.
They're international. You got to go. You got to put that on there. Yeah.
That's well, and obviously so many people eat oatmeal that they had to add it to the menu.
Well, they're an international. They're an international company. With you know, the Waffle Houses are the Southern company. Yes, yeah, a Southern deal.
Do you have that, RJ?
Have what?
My cousin Vinny.
We got Beat the Bass coming up at some point, Tommy.
And, any moment now.
Yeah.
We have Dan Drow here from Mexico.
Hey, Dano.
Long time no see, guys. Nice to be here.
And we have Chrissy from the Youth Home. And on behalf of Frank Fletcher at Fletcher Dodge,
look at that.
Wow. Thank you, Frank Fletcher.
I don't know how many tickets are there, but there's a bunch. You got to count
a
them out.
A stack. Yeah. There's a stack.
Yeah. Well, awesome. You know, Frank buys 100, gets 40 to the Youth Home. And
challenges.
Yeah, and then another businessman who hadn't been named yet buys 500 tickets and going to give them out to kids around the...
Like that's wow. Boys Club.
Yeah,
Boys Club and Girls Club. That's and I want to have Chrissy up today because I took my first ever complete tour of the Youth Home the other day and was... it was the day the hurricane was blowing in, so I was in a good mood anyhow. Because that wind, we just stood out there going, oh, God, come
that's
on,
nice
come
breeze.
On. It was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. But...
It's almost as pretty as the fall when the leaves are changing.
It's got to be gorgeous out there.
But the campus, what were you expecting?
I thought it was a big house.
Yeah.
A big detention type center where it wasn't bad kids, but they probably had bars and stuff to keep them in, and they were really policed and controlled, which they are.
Well, and you've heard me saying since, you know, gosh, 2005 that I've been coming up here that it's a locked facility. We are a locked facility, but what did you see?
Well, when they run off, there's no place to go but the woods anyhow.
Yeah, they don't get
there's
very
deer,
far. Those
it's a nice environment.
It's a very, very, very unbelievably... I would compare it to a college campus. Secure. And they have chores they have to do every morning. And right. they, much like the center I stayed in out in Arizona or California, they regiment kids. They teach kids who have... not had oatmeal or anything for breakfast. They catch breakfast when they can, and they live on the streets. They do whatever they got. Abused parents, abusive parents. The stories I heard were not that good. We had a nice long, probably 45-minute chat afterwards,
right?
Discussing some things that we could do for the youth home. And I my deal is I want to work with a kid one-on-one because I remember that time. No, I guess I was working with Big Dave when we wanted to do.
We went to the
Big
golf
Brothers,
course.
Big Sisters.
Big Brothers,
we
Big
went.
Sisters.
Yeah.
And they sent like 7 kids out there, and we got...
we played one hole.
Yeah. First tee. You got kids driving in the sand trap going... ram, ram, ram.
Yes. And I was like, Jack Stevens is where it was. Yeah.
I said, I don't want that. I want like guys that have problems. I'll come in and be their big brother once or twice a week. That's what I want to do with my time. And so we're working on doing stuff like that and getting other people involved. But the people that worked out there were overwhelmingly nice. The guys that run the facilities where they sleep, it was so much like where I stayed to include the furniture.
Yeah.
And
it has to be special furniture.
You get up and you 6 o'clock you do this. 6:12 you do this.
Right.
6:20 you do this. 6:30 you do this. And then you're off to class and then you have lunch and they take up your day. And it's I thought of most of all is they're going to learn how to be organized.
Right.
And once you learn that little trick, you can, because still the worst hours
structure.
Of my day when I don't have anything to do between 11 and 3:30 or 4 o'clock, I don't have any structure. There's nothing mm-hmm. there. Other than that, my day is structured and right. it runs along fine.
Yeah, it's
and some people can live out like that. Basil can live outside structure. He doesn't need structure.
Well, I think all kids, regardless of, you know, mental illness, addiction, any sort of problems. All kids need that structure. They need to know what to expect. You know, it's our jobs as adults and as parents to put these mm-hmm. guidelines and teach them how to grow up and how to manage themselves. People aren't born knowing structure, knowing how to behave, and knowing what to do.
And they have in the places where they sleep, they have like a big bay area, and then the rooms off to the sides, and they've got the list of chores and other things that. Once somebody in that environment steps up and starts following the rules, then it becomes a case of follow the leader. And when you get that leader installed and you get the camaraderie installed, it changes the whole structure of the thing. It's not a bunch of strangers sitting around doing, I'm not going to do that. Right. When you have one guy step up and says, oh, we got to do this now. This is what we got to do or we ain't going nowhere.
Are the instructors and the people over there, are you, I don't know how to put it, are you player coaches? Are you buddy-buddy? Or what do you try to do?
Our staff all have a minimum of 60 hours of college education, and the majority of them have bachelor's degrees. Some have master's degrees. So it's a very fine line, and there are definite boundaries that our residential treatment counselors have with these kids. But sometimes they do need, you know, a caring buddy that can listen to their problems. Sometimes they need somebody that's going to say, okay, let's look at your treatment plan and see what struggles you have and what you're supposed to work on. What tools do you have that we're trying to teach you that you can use?
Seems like to me you might run the risk if you treat David one way because you know that grounding may be the worst punishment for him, but you treat Tommy a different way because of that, that maybe just like all kids do. Well, how come you treat him differently than me? Do you get that?
Yeah, no. Okay. Our staff all go through the same training, even from house to house. It's supposed to be very much the same, and you treat the kids the same way. You know, these kids don't, a lot of them don't have parents that care about them or gave them structure or even buddied up to them. It's kind of like a parent, but without some of those
and I did not. I saw probably
50,
60 kids the whole time I was out there. At no time did any of them ever act up. They were always yes, sir, no, sir, or yes, no. They were, some were even over friendly. So they come a long way. And where I went, you had 20-year-olds there that were simply there because their parents were rich and thought, well, we'll fix Johnny by sending him off to Betty Ford. And Johnny was just there because they sent him. Johnny didn't want to get well. Johnny was just counting down days till he could get out and go get his next bag of stuff.
Right.
And that's not the case there. You'll keep them.
Right, right. And actually, most of our kids that come in have this idea that they don't want to be there. They don't have to do it. You can't make them do it. And, in fact, that's what we work with them on. We say, you know, you can say that, but you're going to be here until you work on it. Part of your discharge plan from the day they walk through the door, they have a discharge plan. Part of that discharge plan is saying, this is the thing that you need to work on, or these are the things that you need to work on. These are your problems. First of all, you've got to recognize you have some problems, and then we have to work through them.
And that's tough for a kid. Tommy and I going through rehab, we're adults. And we know that there is the way you're supposed to act. Well, kids that don't have the structure, they don't know that that's
exactly.
the way. I always used to think spare the rod, spoil the child was, I used to think it meant spare the rod, don't whip the kid, you know, spoil him. Well, it's just the complete opposite. You know, it's not that. I mean, I was stupid like that.
Yeah.
But just saying that, I still whipped my kids. I didn't spare the rod.
In fact, we have some, actually most of our teens that come through our program come in defiant and not wanting to participate, and then they have an aha moment of, oh, these are adults that aren't going to hurt me. They're not going to abuse me in any way. They're not going to treat me like dirt. They care about me. They genuinely want to help me. And then at that time, those teens start getting better, and I'm getting goosebumps myself talking about it.
But it's like the abuse thing where and we talked a lot about the mom's boyfriend.
Right.
The mom's
right.
boyfriend is a culprit in so many ways, sometimes justified. Take advantage of the situation and do things to the little girl.
Right.
And then the little girl hates.
Or little boy.
Wants nothing to do with men at that. And they get out there and they finally cotton up to guys and say, well, we can't trust older guys. We can't. They're not going to do this to us.
Right.
And, but I was, and still am astounded at that storyline, the mom's boyfriend.
Right.
That came up a lot.
Yeah. It's terrible what adults will do to children. At the same time, yeah, we have children in our facility that have great parents, that have, you know, very good, caring, loving parents, and this problem has just struck their family, and they need help too. So, yeah, the majority of these children have been sexually abused or physically abused or, you know, prostituted out so parents could buy drugs. Yeah, they're terrible.
Yeah, can you
believe
that?
And I mean, there's just some it's unfathomable. They had one the other day. Apparently, the mom had just, she was tired of her husband. She was upset about her husband being deployed for so long. So she just let her baby die there.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, How can you be so screwed up mentally?
I think a lot of people don't know there's help out there.
Right. That's one of the struggles that we have.
Or the stigma, excuse me, or the stigma that goes with it.
Right, I thought, and I think everybody, to include doing the presentation of Christmas karaoke, or every time we did something for the youth home, a lot of people were under the impression that this was a, quote, detention center.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's not what it is at all.
No. We're primarily a psychiatric facility. We also have an outpatient clinic for adults of all and children of all ages, families, couples, group, you know, whatever you need help with. But it's definitely a stigma that we have to work with. We've got, you know, the stigma because people don't talk about it. People don't talk about it because there's a stigma. So it's this whole catch-22.
I'm embarrassed that my child is having any of those things.
Exactly.
As adults, we do. Now, you take volunteers? Now, I know when Tommy was going to do it with the cancer.
You had to
have had it, yes. But you said you got to have 60 hours of college.
We do take volunteers. We have a pretty structured volunteer program when it comes to working with the kids,
right,
which includes things like background checks, TB tests. You have to go through training, and we do all of that. Once you pass through all the hoops and crawl up all the ladders, and we certainly want your help. But at the same time, we have to be very careful because these are delicate children. And
they're vulnerable. And you might get some sort of predator that wants to come in.
We won't put just anybody with
our kids. Yeah.
That's right. That's why they did about a triple take when they looked. What?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Tell me why.
Yeah. All right. To lighten things up.
It's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now, go, cat, go.
Lighten things up. Let's talk about some specials at Miss Latina.
Well, you need to put the headphones up.
Here, hold on just a second, Dan. Hold on, we'll get to that.
Break out the fine china, chill the lemonade, tie yellow ribbon around the old oak.
Brought to you by Bumpy's Tex-Mex Grill and Cantina on Bowman Curve.
Thank
open
Bumpy's
7 days a week.
Now
it's time to beat the Bass. Here's Tommy Smith and David Basil.
If somebody hadn't called, I'd have done it later. I just now thought about that.
Did you get his headset?
Is it working? You good? Yeah. Okay. I can hear.
We'll get somebody on here to play and just shake. Looks like
you're
Steve
doing
there.
That. Okay. Yeah, we had some live fan feedback.
Yeah, West Little Rock is the home for a lot of great restaurants here, and we glad to have Dan in here. We'll talk about him in just a second.
Hey, Steve.
Bumpy's first sponsor.
Yeah. What's up?
Oh, not a whole lot. Stuck in traffic.
Stuck in traffic. How old are you?
On the speakerphone.
How old are you?
56.
Okay, well, you ought to be able to play this pretty good then. Is that what you're here for, to play Beat the Bass?
Amen.
All right, we'll start. I want to make sure you can hear.
How confident are you, Steve?
Well, reasonably confident. You're a lot better than you used to be, dude.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
He's come a long way. Steve, do you eat oatmeal?
No, I don't.
What do you find that people lie the most about?
You better not ask me that. I'm a lawyer.
Oh, well, you know a lot of things. A lot of things. Make sure you can hear this.
I can hear it.
All right, good.
Who's that? Hootie. No, that's John Popper, isn't it?
No, it's a Blues Traveler. You keep calling it John Popper. Isn't that? It's a Blues Traveler.
Well, that's John Popper is the lead singer.
Well, he would not.
He gave you apple pie.
Yeah. That's so funny. While ago, we're arguing over oatmeal.
I did.
I give you apple pie, but nobody eats oatmeal.
Dan, you ever eat oatmeal?
I did when I was a child. I ate it for quite a while.
You were forced to.
Well, Eric P. in Little Rock says he agrees with Baz. Grits have been making contributions since the beginning of civilization.
It's fine. I bet oatmeal goes back farther than grits.
Only country folks eat grits, Baz. Oatmeal is regular folks.
That's what I said. It's a southern thing.
Why, Mom, that's not what you said.
I did. It's a southern thing.
No, you said just the opposite.
No, yes, no, I did not. I said grits is a southern thing.
He said grits is a southern thing, not oatmeal.
He said grits are in the south.
Mama's a teacher. Daddy's an electrician. I grew up in Arkansas, and I represent the common man. Grew up on oatmeal. Only got grits when we went out to eat. And a web viewer in West Little Rock says, wow, love the sexy strawberry blonde cam. What a way to wake up.
Yep, there you go. Got
right,
that
now.
Going for
here
you.
Here we go.
All right, here we go, Steve.
Here we go. One, two, three, hit it.
Eddie Rabbit?
No.
Run to you.
That's it?
Yep.
Brian Adams.
You got it.
Brian who?
Adams.
Brian
Adams.
Adams.
That's right. Guy's terrible. Good job, Steve.
That guy's terrible.
No, no, I'm terrible. I'm talking about me. That was terrible performance. I should have got that one.
All right. This is song number two.
That's blue,
Who?
No clue yet, huh?
No, that's not going to be a good day today.
Oh, that's Eric Clapton.
You got it.
Ooh, God. Terrible. Come on, Basil.
Three.
Oh, that's, oh, I've got this on my iPod.
Oh, Evanescence. Evanescence.
You got it. 2-1.
Come on, give me credit for that one. That was a tough one. That was a tough one.
If you know it, you can scream it out. You're with the caller.
Oh. Not you, Roger.
I know. More than words.
You got it.
Who sings that?
It's a chick song. It's Dream.
It's who?
Dream. That's right.
2-2.
It's Chimp Chimp.
Chimp Chimp.
All right.
Who was that song? I mean, I thought I knew who sang that song. I guess I don't.
Extreme.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was somebody who would know.
Too no. Chill. I think this is one hit wonder.
The only part people that would have heard this would have eaten oatmeal.
Oatmeal eater.
All right, here we go.
Tough Enough,
B-52s? Nope.
No.
You got it's, the song.
What is that guy's name? I don't know.
Tough Enough.
Were they in Hot Springs?
Probably.
Is it a group or a guy?
Group.
Give us a hint. He got the song. I give him credit for that.
Say it if you know it, Dan.
I think we need a hint.
Tough Enough?
It's a car and a cheap wine.
Yeah, they were in Hot Springs over the weekend.
I thought it was the Thunderbirds.
Yep, that's it.
There we go.
Cheap wine?
The Fabulous.
And you claim to know what the poor man knows, and you don't know about that. You don't know about Thunderbird wine.
3-2, Steve.
3-2. Right. One more from a victory. I know this one, but I can't get the name of it.
Golly.
No, I don't know.
I remember it.
It probably charted in the top 100 at one point. Is it that very loud to you?
You really need to calm down, man.
A little too recent.
This is like 15 years old.
Give us a hint. I think we're both stumped.
Peter Frampton had a song out called Show Me
the Way.
That's it. You got a tie.
Oh, my gosh. And that was dead
still,
on time.
Still 3-2. You're up, Steve.
All right.
For the win.
For the win. This is for all them marbles. All right. I'll make it a little tough, but it should be easy.
Stevie Nicks.
Nope. Come on. You're close.
Back.
That's for
you. Oh! It's over. Oh.
Very good, Steve. Congratulations. What does he win?
It's over.
It's 4-2.
Yeah, that's 4-2.
Does he win?
Good.
Does he win?
Congratulations.
He don't win bumpies, does he?
What?
He don't win bumpies, does he?
He wins ultimate tailgate party passes.
Oh wow, great, Steve. Cool. Get to come to the tailgate party this weekend.
Sounds great.
RJ, I'll pick you up, and we'll play another round after the break here.
Thanks to Bumpy's, Tex-Mex for sponsoring Beat the Bass. Yeah. They're over on Bowman, and good restaurant. If you haven't been by there, tell them that you heard of them on the buzz.
Yeah.
Beat the Bass.
And certainly
was terrible performance. I'm embarrassed. I'm sorry.
I ain't more focused.
If I'd eat some oatmeal, I probably would have been better.
I'm telling you, it gets your brain going.
Eat some oatmeal.
Get your brain going. Get really happy.
You know who Roger looks like right now? If you go to the webcam, Roger looks like the manager of the crazy manager of the, is it the Marlins? Who responded to Bobby Valentine's thing today. What's his name? Starts with M, RJ.
Joe Maldon or something.
Yeah,
like that.
He looks like, that's who he looks like with those glasses on.
Really?
Yeah, Google it up. What's his name, RJ?
What's that?
What's the manager, the crazy manager for the team out of Florida that responded to Bobby Valentine's deal?
Isaacian?
No,
not him. The other Florida team.
I think his name's Joe Maldon or something.
Something with the M.
Matt.
Wow. You're the baseball guy.
I know who you're talking about.
You're the Rays. Yeah, Google it, Roger, and look. You look just like him with those glasses on.
Dan, what do you think people lie about the most?
Well, I heard what y'all were saying earlier about when they vote for someone, that's pretty much it. Whoever won is who they vote for. Mm-hmm. Whoever they're around, they're going to, you know.
Another thing people lie about, them. I was there.
Yes, that's good. Yeah. That's a good one.
Like the Razorback game.
You know? I was there. Yeah. I was there.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say where people are, like wherever, just in general. Where were you last night?
Oh, my gosh.
I was at home.
I used to be horrible with that.
I was there. I was at that concert.
Yeah, I was there.
Oh, here's another one. That you've met somebody. Oh. You know, you go, oh, I know. Oh, you know somebody.
No.
Yeah. You know somebody. You really don't know them.
Or I had dinner with someone. You were in the same restaurant.
Right. Or you have a story for somebody, and they always up your story.
Oh, that's the Jeff Allen one. Oh, yeah. The old story on that is I got my picture taken with Faith Hill, and I came to work, and I was all gaga goo goo. And it was like Jeff Allen was like, big deal, her beheaded body's in my trunk right now. You know, that's how they with Jeff Allen. Yeah, Jeff. What? My story's true. Go check my trunk. We'll be back and talk a little more with Chrissy and our good friends from Mexico, Chiquito and Amel. We may play another round of Beat the Bass.
Cool. I'm ready.
You're ready now?
Yeah.
You know why? You know why you can't win? Because you got your cell phone and your computer going. If you had oatmeal, you could do it. This stuff's pretty good, Chrissy. I'm going to have some more.
What is it?
I might take me a big
it's
fat on
it. It's baked oatmeal. It's got bananas and blueberries.
Rich man's oatmeal.
It tastes nothing like oatmeal. Yeah, it tastes more like pudding.
Cool. All right, we get to it.